Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and it's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life. To take you off the wrong road, place you on the right road to heaven. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Vell and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. I'm telling you, and we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. As we enter into this brand new month, praise God, we're going to have a teaching series talking about faith. Because it's ever time to believe God, it is now. Praise God. We are likely to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Also for the inspirational music that will be played all during the month during the broadcast. Also, praise God, get ready at the close of the broadcast for the prayer of faith. That you might receive a blessing from God. Because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. Amen. It's ever a time to believe God and believe the word of God. It is now. Satan is out here trying to deceive the world. Deceive the people. Trying to lead them astray away from a loving father. But I want to let you know Jesus is the answer to your problems. He can fix things for you. No matter how bad a situation you are in, the Lord knows how to bring you out. Praise God. Amen. Look at all the violence going on in our world today, in our towns and cities. Amen. Young people is shooting. Amen. Causing disruption in community activities. Amen. It was so sad what the young people did in Kansas. How did they cause a mass shooting when they had that, amen, Super Bowl parade over there in Kansas? It's sad. Praise God. And look at the mass shootings going on in our country. Amen. But I'm here to let you know, Jesus come to deliver you from all of that trouble. You don't have to go around, amen, doing things as evil, destroying people's lives. With mass shootings and things. Jesus come to deliver you from them things. He come to save you from stealing and from robbing. The Lord will save you and get you off drugs and alcohol. The Lord will do these things. Get hatred out your heart. Along with envy and strife. Backbiting. The Lord will make you a brand new creature. Because that's what he said in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. For old things are passed away. And behold, all things, not some things, but all things become new. Jesus moves in and the devil is cast out. Praise God. Amen. That's when you become a real child of God. True saint of God. When Jesus moves in. Praise the Lord. Amen. It's time to believe the word of God. The devil got folk believing what he's doing. Amen. All the shooting going on with the people. Amen. Shooting at the clubs. Amen. Body laying in the street. Declared dead. It's sad. But Jesus come to deliver you from all that trouble. Some people may say, when I say these things, it's not going to happen to me. But how do you really know? Is not going to happen to you. We have to believe God through by faith. Because we can't see the future. But God can. Therefore, we need to believe God. Trust the Lord. Amen. Don't put your trust in man. Don't put your trust in yourself. But put your trust in Jesus. And the Lord will take care of you and cause you not to be involved in situations like I described. Amen. The Lord will deliver you so you won't have to go to the clubs. You don't have to go there to have a good time. Jesus will give you a better time you can't find in dancing on the club floor. Jesus will give you joy that you can't find in Wild Irish Rose and Jack Daniels. And none of that, amen, liquor. Jesus will give you joy unspeakable and full of glory. Amen. Those you that's incarcerated, that mass y'all make in them prison systems, facilities, the Lord will deliver you from that stuff that you don't want to do it no more. I'm telling you, the Lord will save you and set you free. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, we get ready to go into the Word of God. But before we go into the Word of God, let's hear a song of praise. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Nobody.
We all get caught in our own sins.
Nobody, nobody.
Sometimes I have to remind myself that on my worst day,
nobody.
I live like somebody on their greatest. Don't let your demons take you down.
The gates.
Introduce them to heaven.
Some niggas go to college. Some niggas go to jail.
You see it?
Make it into heaven. Ooh, so make it into hell.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna care. The things we do just to make it through. Ooh, and nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna.
You see it?
Make it in heaven. Ooh, so make it in heaven.
I know I do.
Nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die.
DC3.
Nobody wanna care. The things we do, just to make it through. Ooh, and nobody wanna lose. Nobody wanna fail. Nobody wanna die. We're just trying to live our lives.
Amen. Does that song speak to you all that's out there that's listening to the broadcast? Amen. Are you out there trying to live a lie? You, amen, trying to succeed in what you're doing? Amen. Don't want to really in your heart want to go to hell, but you want to go to heaven your own way. Don't want to believe this word of God, but want to think you can go to heaven on your good works by being good on your terms. But I want to let you know, this is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. You must go God's way. That's the reason why I preach in St. John 14 and 6. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. You must go through Jesus to get to heaven. There's no other way you can get to God except you go through Jesus. He is the door. Jesus gave his life on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood so that we can be washed and cleansed, set free from the bondage of sin. Because sin separates us from God. But Jesus paid the debt on Calvary's cross, shedding his blood. And there's power in that blood, not only to forgive sin, but there's power in that blood to wash you and clean you up, root out that desire that causes you to backslide into sin, to yield to temptation, to go back and do things you know is wrong. The Lord will take that desire away from you and place in you a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born again. Yes, Jesus will make your life brand new. There's power in the name of Jesus. That's the reason why I'm a Jesus man. I promote Jesus. I lift up Jesus. It's time to lift up Jesus. Yes, it is. Let's get ready to go into the message on today. Faith. Believe in God. Amen. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It pleases God for us to believe him, to have that faith. Yes, we can't physically see it with our natural eye, but we believe it because God said it. If God said it, it is true. And the Lord wants you to take him at his word. Amen. If the Lord say he will save you from your sin, the Lord will do just that. If the Lord will heal your body of sickness and disease, the Lord will do just what he said. It's not what some doctor said. It's not what some surgeon said. It's not what some theologian said, but it's what God's word said, because the word of God is true. Praise God. And I'm telling you, I'm a Bible preacher. I preach this Bible, praise the Lord. Amen. I'm a Bible man. I'm a Jesus man. And I'm telling you, I lift up the word of God. I walk by the word of God. And I preach Jesus to the people. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, because he's the one that can set you free for what the devil got you bound to. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11 and 2. For by it the elders obtained a good report. When you believe God, you get a good report from him. It's time to believe God. Stop believing what some man said. Stop believing what some theologian said. And believe what this Bible said. Praise God. Amen. People trying to believe what some man. Man ain't got no heaven to send you to. Man ain't got no hell to put you in. So you better believe what this Bible said. Praise God. Amen. For by it the elders obtain a good report. But because they believe God. Praise God. Verse 3, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things that are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, God gave them something they ain't seen before. When you believe God, God will give you a miracle. He'll heal your body of sickness and disease and will surprise the doctor. I'm telling you, something they ain't never seen before. Glory to God. What the Lord can do. How the Lord can work miracles. I'm a preacher. I believe in miracles. Amen. Open up blind eyes. Unstop deaf ears. Get called the lame to walk. Get people out of wheelchairs. I'm talking about what the power of God can do. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen. I'm a preacher. I believe in the miracle working power of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Faith. You must believe God. It takes only a mustard seed of faith. Amen. You have that mustard seed, you can speak to the yonder mountain. No matter how big that situation is in your life. And I said, mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea. And Jesus said, if you don't doubt, that mountain has to obey your word. Amen. Because the word of God says so. You hear me? Amen. It's not what some doctor tell you. Some people got so much faith in their doctor more than they do God. When the doctor said good, they all happy. But as soon as the doctor give them sad news, their world fall apart. Amen. Because they don't have no faith in God. But I want to let you know it's time to look beyond the doctors. It's time to start believing God. You hear me? Glory to God. Because the Bible declares, let every man, let every devil be a liar. But let God's word be true. Amen. Praise God. Because God can go beyond what the doctor said. Surprise the doctors. Because he's the master surgeon. That's why I love to pray the prayer of faith at the close of the broadcast. And I pray in the name above every name, that is the name of Jesus. Because in that name, miracles can take place. In that name, people can be delivered from alcohol, from drugs. Be delivered from whatever the devil got you bound to. Because Jesus come to open up the prison doors. He come to set you free. Glory to God. You ain't got to be a slave to sin. So many Christians think they got to be a slave to sin. Preachers believe they got to be a slave to sin. But I got news to let you know. Jesus come to open up the prison door so you can come out of sin. All the way out. Glory to God. It's time to come out of sin. It's not enough just being so-called morally good. You can't go to heaven just being morally good. But you got to be born again by the power of God. Glory to God. I'm telling you, when you get born again by the power of God, you'll be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Sanctified holy. Praise God of God. Amen. Ready to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And the Holy Ghost comes in you and fill you up from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And the blood is there. Praise God. And how in the world the devil can get to you in all of that? Because the Holy Ghost seal you up and you are sealed until the day of redemption. Till Jesus come and call you home. I want to let you know the devil is a defeated foe. Jesus whipped the devil at Calvary. You don't have to be a slave to sin. But Jesus come to fix it so you can come out of sin. Amen. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. We're living in an age where you got Christians. You got preachers.
amen, like the devil is so powerful, they got to be, that they can't get free from their sins. That they got to remain in sin, amen, until they die. Because the devil is so, you believe the devil is so powerful, you're going with the devil home. But I got news to let you know, Jesus whipped that devil at Calvary. Yes, he did. He whipped Satan at Calvary. And I'm blasting it on radio to let people know that Satan is a defeated foe. Jesus whipped the devil at Calvary, and therefore Jesus said, he that believeth on me shall have everlasting life. And the Bible says, St. John 8:36, for he that the Son set free is free indeed. Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom and put the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet, glory to God, and give you victory. I said victory over sin. It's time to have victory over sin. Amen. Praise our God. Faith. Amen. I preach faith. It's time to start believing God. Stop, amen, thinking the devil is so powerful. But believe God. Amen. If you believe God, the Lord will put the devil on your feet where he belongs. Amen. So that you can be free. Because the greater power will be Jesus Christ. And that Bible reads, greater is he that is in you than he that is in that world. Praise God. Amen. I got the strong man, which is Jesus, in my soul. Halamahanda, Hilamahaya. Well, glory to God. Amen. When you get the strong man in you, amen, you talk, you preach like I do. Amen. You don't be walking around like the devil is so powerful. Glory to God, man, and got you in bondage and sin, you can't get free. Amen. And some folk got a nerve to try to serve God in sin. Amen. You can't serve God in sin. I'm telling you. Amen. Like I'm a, amen, people talking about I'm a saved sinner. Ain't no such thing as a saved sinner. Praise God. Amen. You're a sinner on your way to hell. You hear me? Praise our God. Because the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Not the saved sinners, but blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's why I tell y'all, to be, amen, you better believe what this Bible said and stop believing what some preacher said, some man said, some theologian said, and believe what this Bible said. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Well, glory to God. Amen. Faith. Praise our God. Amen. Praise our God. Amen. Let's hear it. Let me read another verse. Praise the Lord. Verse 4. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, for by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, being dead yet speaketh. Amen. Let you know, Abel offered a sacrifice of life. The Lord wants us to present ourselves unto God. God wants your soul. He don't want your money. Cain offered the fruit of the ground, which was the wealth, which was the wealth of this world. Amen. Money. Praise God. You can't buy your way to heaven. You hear me? Money can't buy your way to heaven. You must, amen, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Be washed in the blood. Praise God. Sanctified holy. Filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. To make it to the kingdom of God. Amen. Because Jesus wants your soul. Not your what you have, your wealth. But he wants your soul. The Bible declares in Romans 12:1, I beseech ye therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present yourselves unto God as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. God wants to live in us. We are the temple of the Lord. He wants to live in us. And in order for God to live in us, then we must be clean. Because God don't dwell in no sin. Sin got to come out of us. Jesus come to take the sin out and place in us that brand new nature. The nature of Christ, so that we can be a child of God. Amen. Praise God. This is a powerful message. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Talking about faith. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray.
said, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll hear right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Lord, I want you to baptize believers. Fill them up, run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, wherever the sickness is, Lord, I want you to heal those that need healing. Lord, deliver the people and set the people free. In the name of Jesus, praise God. Let your power go through these radio waves and touch the bodies of the sick. Lord, deliver them and set them free. Lord, glory to God. Go into the churches. Let revival break out in there, that folks may get delivered from their sin and be ready when you come. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch the prisoners. Let them know, Lord, you got a better life for them. Lord, deliver them from what the devil got them bound to. Lord, deliver them from those that want to use profanity. Lord, cast that filthy demon out of them. Lord, those that want to steal, those that want to drink mash, Lord, cast them devils out of there. In the name of Jesus, set the people free in the jails and prisons. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, Heaven Bound Train website. It's a powerful website that will bless the whole family real good. Praise God. Amen. Those of you who got Bible questions, send them in on the Heaven Bound Train website. I will answer them based upon the word of God. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, write our ministry for Bibles. Other life-changing material. Spanish inmates write up for Spanish material called Jesus Love the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. It's a blessing being able to come into your homes each week and come into your place of confinement each week to bring to you the word of God. Because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but through Jesus. That's the reason why I say I'm a Jesus man. I'm a Bible man and a Jesus man. Praise God. May God bless you. This is Chaplain Holmes saying that if Jesus should come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you next week for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.
This train is bound for glory.